Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Tristan Wendling and Cage Vanami, juniors with the Highland Prom Committee. You'll also hear from prom advisor Tracy Vanami about their cupcake fundraising activity.
Talking with Tristan Wendling and Cage Vanami, they are juniors at Highland High School. They're part of the Highland Prom Committee. Tristan, I guess I'll ask you first. You've got a fundraiser called Have You Been Cupcaked? What can you tell us about it, and how'd you guys come up with this idea?
Well, the idea came from our leaders of the student council, which is Kelly and Tracy. And the whole idea behind this fundraiser is there's a company, Scratch Cupcakes. They make great cupcakes and other desserts. And we go around, not door to door, just to friends and family, with the effort of raising money for prom. And it's been going great.
When did you start this project, and how long are you trying to sell cupcakes?
So we're going to be stopping February 3rd, which is this coming Wednesday. And we started last week. I would say we got the brochures around Monday of last week.
Cage, I'll throw a question your way. So how have sales been going, and what kind of goal did you guys have in mind?
Sales have been going pretty good. Students are asking not just family members. Now they're going to teachers. I know some people that have gone basically door to door to the middle school teachers here. I know some people have gone to, we have Kirkwood classes that's offered for the high school, and some kids have gone there. Our general goal is 400 packs of the class.
And how much are the cupcakes?
So they're around from $15 to $18. Mark, this is Tristan, by the way. It's around $15 to $18, depending on what cupcake. They come in different, we'll say, bundles or genres of cupcakes. By that, I mean, it'd be more in terms of flavors. There's like a more chocolate-based one. There's a more fruit-based one. There's even gluten-free options because, of course, we're speaking to everybody, so you have to respect those dietary restrictions. And like I said, they range from around $15 to $18. And, of course, you can buy two packs of the $15 ones, or get you $30 and so on.
How much of the cupcake sales comes back to the prom committee?
40% of it.
Will cupcakes be delivered, or will they be picked up? How are you guys working that end?
Yes, we'll be delivering them.
And how large of a delivery area are you willing to go?
I don't think we've set any boundaries or limits, but I think in reason's the best response to that. I don't think we're going to be going more super far, but we're pretty open to delivering anywhere because it's going to a good cause.
Let's talk a little bit more about prom. Have you guys been able to set a date?
Yes, prom date is April 17th.
Are you guys conducting any other type of fundraisers for prom at this time?
Yeah, we have the Gatorade bottles. And that's kind of an idea where we get these empty Gatorade bottles, and our goal is just to fill it with loose change to help add to the funding of prom.
It's just loose change from your house, and I think the kids basically, they can get their own bottle and bring it in when they fill them.
This is Tracy, by the way. The kids aren't aware of this one yet. We just had this one come up, but we are going to be doing a raffle for a set of cornhole boards that one of our school employees had made, and we'll be getting that information out, in the next couple weeks. So they've also got that. We had another nice donation from a mom that threw in some money towards. So the kids have been working hard, but I'll give this back to the kids.
Going back to the cupcakes, I know you guys have been going door to door, but if somebody's hearing this in the Highland School District and wants to get some of those cupcakes and help out prom, how can they go ahead and get an order in?
It'd be probably smart for you to contact Tracy or Kelly, and I'm pretty sure their emails are listed on the directory at the Highland website, and you go to them and kind of ask for either the whole scratch sheet as a whole, or if there's already one in mind you want, I would say just contact them and they'd help you guide all your way to cupcakes.
As we kind of wrap things up here, let's talk a little bit more about prom. Obviously, we've got COVID-19 concerns, so how have you guys factored in those safety protocols into your prom 2021?
Well, I would say we're planning it by ear in general, making sure everybody's still feeling well and so on. We're also making sure that we'll be wearing masks during prom. That even came into play when we chose the theme for the prom. We made sure that it was comfortable for everybody because, of course, not only is it good for safety, but good that everybody's comfortable during prom.
What is the theme for this year's prom?
It's the Roaring Twenties.
All right. Tristan or Cage, anything else you guys want to add about the cupcake fundraiser?
No, sir.
Tracy, anything that you want to add about the cupcakes or the efforts of the prom committee?
The prom committee, I will say this, it was an entire class effort to decide on the prom theme this year. This is a good group of kids. This is a good junior class, and I'm not just saying that because I'm a mom of a junior. They're almost competing with each other. Who's selling the most cupcakes? The top seller will get a prize from the company if they hit the 400-pack mark. So the kids are, you know, it's a good, healthy competition, and the kids have been polite. We've been getting good reports. You know, they go up to teachers, and, hey, you don't have to buy them, but if you want to support us, we've gotten great feedback from the teachers, and they're just going to work hard. This is a good class, like I said, and I think they're going to plan something really good, and we'll have a good prom this year.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with representatives for the Highland Prom Committee. You can find this program and details on how you can order cupcakes at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.